Let's take you back in the previous hump of all of this. Then, of course, five months of missing texts. And it's timely. The timeliness of those 5 months are just key and crucial. This is Watergate all over again. This is now the wipe clean tapes in Nixon's taping system that we have before us. Anyway, if you go back earlier, we learned from the text messages, and there are still 9,600 more of them. Druck writes to Lisa Page, well, I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy. In the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Well, we knew then that they had a plan B in the unlikely event Trump wins. But what is it? Now we've got new information today. And then, of course, you have one exchange between Strzok and Page. It's dated July 1st, 2016. Now, Hillary wasn't interviewed until the 4th of July. That's what the key timing in all of this. It referenced the Attorney General's decision to, quote, accept the FBI's conclusion in the Clinton email server investigation. In other words, that it was fixed. Now, Strzok had been working with James Comey writing an exoneration before the investigation. That goes back to early May. And that's crucial because he never interviewed the key people involved in that particular investigation, including Hillary. So here it is 3 days before they'll interview Hillary Clinton. And then you have they're referencing Loretta Lynch's decision. She'll accept whatever James Comey says. Well, James Comey had already fixed it with Peter Strzok. Anyway, the announcement came days before it was revealed the Attorney General and the former president, Bill Clinton, had that meeting at the tarmac in Phoenix. So Strzok texts Page, well, the timing looks like hell. Yeah, that's awful timing, Page agreed. And it's a real profile in courage since she knows no charges will be brought. Well, how would she know? Well, she, of course, instructed James Comey to call it a matter, not an investigation. You understand the same woman that rigged the primary? The same woman, now we have a rigged investigation. They tried to rig the general election when Hillary's campaign and the DNC she's running bought and paid for Russian propaganda and lies that was later used as the predicate and the foundation to get a FISA warrant against then candidate and opposition party during an election and then a president-elect and his team. Now it gets worse than that. Now we find out that not only was the fix in, but somehow the FBI lost 5 months of text between Strzok and Lisa Page. 5 months. Well, that would be when the Steele dossier came into play on January 11th. That would be when Flynn was interviewed on January 24th. That would be a key period when Comey was fired on May 9th. That would be a key period when the special counsel was appointed May 17th. And that would be a key period when Donald Trump claimed that he was wiretapped. I think all of those things would have been important matters. Now the question is, how do we retrieve 5 months worth of texts? Andrew Zeim is the founder and lead developer of BleachBit. Luke Chung is the president of FMS Inc. And both are well versed in the retrieval and the forensics of getting information back that has, quote, been deleted. Thank you both for being with us. Andrew Zeim, it sounds like maybe a little bit of BleachBit was used here. Is that possible to use on an electronic device?
BleachBit itself isn't compatible with mobile devices, but there are tools that are similar to that. And even regardless of using that tool, just the fact that so many months has gone by, we know it's been well over half a year since May 2017. Even just using the device on a daily basis is going to slowly erase text messages by overwriting that data.
Well, Luke Chung, we've talked to you many, many times before. Why is it this very critical 5 month period they're missing all those texts, considering, you know, this is the crucial period of time? Does that sound like an accident to you? It doesn't to me.
Well, thank you very much for having me back on again, Sean.
Yes, sir.
The technology here is different from email. Emails are stored in a central server and are much more permanent. Text messages are on the sender's device. They go to some sort of telecom company, which then forwards it to the recipient's device, and usually the telecom company throws it away soon after they make that connection. So there's no permanent centralized storage where...
So if they subpoenaed the telecom company, it would probably be a waste of time.
Right, because, you know, they have no reason to store billions of text messages for no reason, right? Once you get it on your phone, why would they ever need to hold it for you? It's not like an email.
Right, so what are they usually saved for? 3 days in rotation?
It's usually saved to the extent that they send the message through. So, for instance, if the recipient phone is off, the text message isn't lost. You know, Verizon or AT&T or whoever is holding on to that message, waiting until it can send it through. And once you connect, then it gives you the message. Some services may provide a way to deal with text messages on their website, so you don't even need a phone. So that would depend on what those people are
doing.
But
the likelihood that the telecom company has it are negligible, you're saying?
I would presume so, because there's no reason why they would want to keep it. Once they send it through, why would they? I mean, it's just a waste of space for them.
What about forensically the phone itself or the device itself?
Correct. So the phone, the sender's phone and the recipient's phone would have those messages to the extent that they don't delete them.
Okay, if they delete them?
If they delete them, then they would could be on the little hard disk, but as we mentioned before, they would probably be overwritten over overtime.
And overtime means they're probably long gone, considering the time period that we're talking about is 12/14/16 to May 2017.
Right. I mean, they probably have, you know, they could have different phones for.
What about we keep hearing from Bill Binney and others that every text, every email that we send is metadata stored in places like Salt Lake City. Is that possible?
Well, you can ask the NSA what they store. I would not know what they store, but potentially.
All right. Andrew, what if they erased it on their phone, but they have the phone? Would it be retrievable?
Step one would be trying to get access to both of those phones, making sure we've got the password or whatever to unlock the phone. While it's still not super likely that every single message is there, it's possible and likely if they didn't intentionally wipe them clean with something like Bleach Bit, it's possible that some of the messages are there. So I think it's definitely worth a shot to do forensic analysis.
Well, they had to get all the other text messages, and then they, as soon as the special counsel was appointed on May 17th, boom, they find the text again. It literally was gone in this crucial, it sounds like Watergate. And what was it? The missing 18 minutes of erased tape.
Super fishy.
What about emails? Is it the same, Luke, with email servers? Like you use Gmail or MSN or AOL, whatever. I mean, do those emails get saved by those providers?
Emails get saved by those providers because they're running a server type solution. So you can connect to, you know, you can get your email from multiple devices. So it's not stored on the individual device. It's stored centrally.
And how long do they keep them for?
Well, they can keep them. I mean, if you don't delete an email message, they'll keep them forever. Oftentimes, even if you delete a message like Gmail, they would still store it and have it available
in perpetuity.
That's the agreement that you make with Google. What they do with it is kind of their business.
So the answer is we don't know if they'd be able to retrieve an email.
Right. An email would be much more likely to be retrievable because you can go to the server and get it. There's no such thing as a text message server.
But considering it's the five critical months in question here that these the text messages are missing, and then they just mysteriously reappear the day after the special counsel is appointed, does that pass the smell test for any of you? Because it doesn't for me.
It's hard to explain another way, Sean.
In other words, it was an 18-minute gap in the Watergate tapes. It doesn't meet the smell test that they weren't erased on purpose, does it?
I mean, I would need, you know, I don't have the data to be able to look at that. I guess there are two parts of this. One would be to see, you know, who owns those phones. Are those FBI phones? And were similar things happening to other FBI phones at the time? Or was it specific to these two people's phones, right?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. All right, I want to thank you both. Andrew, thank you. Luke, thank you. Good to talk to you again.